Tonight, I'm Donna Korth, and tonight we are honored to hear from Saint Germain as he shows us how the world is changing due to the abundance of light coming forth into our planet during what he calls this time of peril. Now, for those of you who don't know, and for those of you who would like a little review, Saint Germain is the Lord of the Seventh Ray. As Jesus Christ was the master of the Piscean Age, Saint Germain leads us into the age of Aquarius, the next 2,000-year cycle. Now, his great gift to mankind is the knowledge of the violet light, an aspect of the Holy Spirit whose vibration is mercy, forgiveness, and freedom. Praying for these qualities to enter our beings allows us to become free of non-resolution, sadness, anger, and all forms of mental distractions that tie up our energies. Instead, we experience the joy of being free to love, serve, and create. Saint Germain and Portia are ascended twin flames, and they both serve on the seventh ray together. Saint Germain embodies the qualities of soul freedom, which is a freedom that comes because the soul has learned the art of forgiveness, a key art in order to have soul freedom. His twin flame, Ascended Lady Master Portia, embodies the quality of justice. In fact, she is known as the goddess of justice. Together they work to balance mercy with true discernment. Now, at the end of class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit if you desire. You can ask any questions, share any insights and experiences or things you have observed at that time. You can give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. Our mission and vision for the Heart Center is as follows, and you can say it with us if you know that or have access to it. I will read it. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self, and we share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and we love as one. This is our vision. Now we have an opening invocation, and if you got an email today, it should, or yesterday, it should have that invocation on it. And if you got a snail mail letter, it should have that invocation on the back of the letter. And if you have it there, please take it out or bring it up on your computer, whichever is most convenient, and say it with us. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to you, Saint Germain, thanking you for using us in your plan of action for the seventh age. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and your legions for protecting our class physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. Now, Barbara and I are going to sing together a new song that we sent you. Let me grab the song here. It's not even a song yet, really. But it's a wonderful prayer, and it's to a melody tonight that we've come up with. And you're welcome to sing along with it after we mute you. This is not a published tune, but it's just something we're moved to do for you tonight. As we say, or you can say it with us, or sing this love letter to our God, our higher self, our Elohim, and all who are one with God. Okay, Barbara, you're going to have to come over here.
Well, that microphone will pick up the sound.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's close enough.
Let's see. We got to come up with the right.
We have to socially distance, you know, Donna.
Oh, dear. That's right. We have to socially distance. All right. Let's see. My heart is pure. Does that sound right? My heart is pure. I made it a little higher than what I would be.
Okay.
All right. My heart is pure, my heart is true, my God, I am in love with you. I raise my heart in praise of you, I trace your grace in song to you. Through alchemy I play with you, in humble service pray with you, in contemplation think of you, in meditation muse on you. In adoration sing to you, in pure devotion chant with you, in tasks and duties work for you, in daily labor strive with you. My mind is free when you are near, my soul with thee is always clear. I raise my will to merge with thine, I praise thy being now wed to mine. My spirit sure, ensconced in light, is fused with yours, expansive bright. O God, I thank you for each day, to love you so in every way. My heart is pure, my heart is true, my God, I am in love with you. Okay, that took a little nerve on my part. And now, Philip is going to start the heart stream, and at the end, Cindy is going to share some announcements, and I guess Donna Dreegan, you're going to share the announcements, right? So that'll be good. And then if you can stay afterwards, any of you who are able to, I know it's late for many of you on the East Coast area, but if you can stay afterwards, we would love it. And you can share with us any other additional experiences, questions, prayer requests. And then Barbara will lead this last prayer session with all of us. Okay, Philip.
Beloved ones, as your Knight Commander, I come forth on this Saturday to blaze a light of freedom into the earth, and especially into all of America. For virtue to respond to the need of the hour, for love to respond to all requirements of the soul to rise, to meet the Creator within that divine frame of reference that is heaven itself. It is a time of peril. It is a time of darkness, and yet there is also great light being released unto the earth through initiates of the sacred fire, those on fire for God, who believe in the One, who understand the dynamics of this hour, and who are invested in the divine plan for the earth and her evolutions. You have now been exposed to what has been called the plandemic. It has truly, dearest ones, been one of the most important exposés of all time, and especially at this critical juncture of Earth's history. And I encourage everyone to make a great effort to share this understanding with as many souls who are open to receive this truth as you can. It is time during this great awakening that those who have been asleep are jostled by angels of the sacred fire to return to a higher understanding of all of the essentials of life itself, of freedom, and of the integrity of the soul, and of how certain dark forces are playing against our greater plan for planetary evolution, enlightenment, and freedom, and of how it is essential that every light bearer be involved within the greater plan of this evolutionary jump in consciousness to a new and higher level of beingness in God.
Okay. So now we have a question here. He has just said that we have to be, and it's really important that we be involved with the greater plan of this evolutionary jump in what? In consciousness to a new and higher level of consciousness or of beingness in God. So how should we visualize this happening, and why is it important to do this? And I'm going to let Dwayne Dubrowski, one of our team members, make some comments on why this is an important step and what's happening, and how maybe some suggestions that she has experienced in her life that help her in this trek upward. So Dwayne, if you're there, take it away. Does she need to unmute?
Thank you. So I think as we visualize every light bearer awakened and fulfilling their divine plan, living in harmony with all life and holding the immaculate concept for every part of life, while assisting all to raise in consciousness through love, example, teaching, joy, we hear beautiful music brought forth by those in touch with the etheric realm, filling the atmosphere and healing all souls, the elementals and earth bodies. Truth is coming through the educational system, all taught by enlightened ones and souls accepting and knowing, recognizing truth, freeing each one to be who they are in God. We see all news media only expressing truth. We see only enlightened leaders who follow God's will in our nation, each assisting in the process, an example of following the golden rule and a magnet to raise consciousness in all. Why is visualization important? Well, Saint Germain has said that we can do much more in our visualization of the violet fire as we choose to see as a child sees, with great imagination, with great creativity, what is already in heaven, now displacing that upon earth, which has been accepted as real and which is not. As we pray, decree, and visualize, 70% of the effectiveness of the decree is in our visualization. Our love and feeling amplifies this effectiveness as we realize what we are saying is a reality now. In the Bible, it says, "Command ye me." This is what we are doing and calling for God's highest holy will, wisdom, and love to manifest. Now, how do I use visualization personally? Well, I call and visualize the angels, masters, and Elohim to be in the center of my visualization. I meditate on their presence, their ray and vibration, and while praying for their perfect action and God's holy will to perfect my calls for the highest outcome, knowing the call compels the answer. It may be as simple as meditating on a single word, vibration, vision, a condition in my body, a project. Conscious breathing assists in this process as well. And I have used visualization for my body, mind, motions, using color to clear along with the sacred word and visualization. Violet, purple, green, all these colors are healing and aligning and balancing. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. That's right on. That really helps. I do some of those things also. Okay, we'll go on.
I release now the violet fire and cosmic swirls into every nation, every people, to quicken that which is real and to transmute that which is unreal through darkness and its clouding over of the highest truths being revealed in this hour. When John the Revelator released that sacred book, and Jesus' angel appeared unto him and provided that cosmic vision, it was revealed that I would be sounding at a certain time. And so I have. And the sounding of the seventh angel is the revelation of the violet fire and all of the higher teachings on alchemy, and that which through the I am teaching itself and the giving of affirmations and the focalization of consciousness upon the I am presence allows the soul to soar unto her God, to be invested in this great work of the ages.
The next question is, there is actually a considerable amount in the Bible about Saint Germain. And what does the Bible have to say about Saint Germain? How is he fulfilling biblical prophecy? And how does it affect us? Well, this is a powerful thought. And as I studied this, this is my question tonight, I really got excited. Now, we have just heard Saint Germain announce that he has now released the violet fire into every nation and people, and to do what? To transmute that which is unreal through darkness and the clouding of truth. What is an example of this? Could it be the constant hammering of racism with resulting destruction of businesses and cities in some places? It's something to think about. I have a great aunt who is black. I never got to meet her. She died while I was very small. But I sure have heard a lot about her. I heard about her love for God and man with never a word of resentment or hate for anyone. She ended any racism for many people by her love and her service. Saint Germain has just said, and I quote him here, when John the Revelator released that sacred book of Revelation, and Jesus' angel appeared unto him and provided that cosmic vision, it was revealed that I would be sounding at a certain time. And so I have. Now, Revelation 10, 5, 6, and 7 says, then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. This is John speaking. He swore by the one who lives forever and always, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it. And he said, the time is up. There will no longer be a delay. But that when the days come, when the trumpet call of the seventh angel is to be sounded, then God's mystery, his secret design, his hidden purpose, as he had announced the glad tidings to his servants, the prophets, should be fulfilled, accomplished, completed. We just heard Saint Germain say, and the sounding of the seventh angel is the revelation of the violet fire and all the higher teachings on alchemy, and that which through the I am teaching itself and the giving of affirmations and the focalization on the giving of the I am presence allows the soul to soar unto her God, to be invested in this great work of the ages. Now, one of the heart streams I read years ago said, if we say, I am, I am, I am, three times, that's very powerful. The number three multiplied by three is nine. That means complete. So when we say, I am presence, which is part of the completion, the first third, and you say, I am that I am presence, that's very powerful. Anyway, so what is this alchemy that Saint Germain is talking about? Alchemy refers to the science of spiritual transformation, and that is really going to happen and is happening and has been happening, but even more so now. According to the teachings of the Ascended Masters, alchemy is the process through which the base nature of the lesser self is transformed into the higher self, or the qualities of the higher self, until we become our higher self. Now in Revelation 11:15, it says, and I quote, "Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And in Revelation 16, verses 17 and 18, it says, "The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air and onto the world, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the very throne, saying, it is done." So guess what has been done? Well, you all know now. If you don't, stay afterwards and we'll tell you. Revelation 21, 3 and 4 says, and this is what happens at the end, "The New Jerusalem, now the dwelling of God," this is what it's called, the New Jerusalem, quote, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." In Revelation 21:6, it says, "He said to me," John, "it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life." Most of you have heard of Serapis Bay and El Morya, two very special Chohans of the Rays, or Masters. Both have said in a discourse given on July 6th in 2018, they said, "Now when the student is ready, the master appears." But what is that readiness? What is it, do you think? What do you have to be ready for and how? That readiness is a higher awareness, a consciousness level that is wed to divine love, unity, and oneness of harmony. Now, we are in what the masters refer to as the shift. They've mentioned it several times. And the shift is from what? What are we shifting from? For one thing, we are shifting from pre and lesser awareness to increased awareness. Now, this is painful for some of us as we become more alert to what is really going on around us and within us. The masters have said, "Don't look at everything on the news. Don't listen to it constantly, or you will not be able to hear our inner teachings." So it's important, as much as it is, as much as we like to hear the news and follow what's going on online and alternative news, and there are many sources, there's a lot of untruth out there. There are a lot of accusations you're going to hear right now, especially before the election. Many, many accusations and misquotes. And you won't know about them, and they will be confusing. So he says, stop doing that and get in your heart and meditate and think of everybody in love. Anyway, we can have increased intimacy with our higher self, who helps us through this time. If we get in that meditative state and pay more attention to the masters and what they have to say to us than what the world is trying to lead us astray in. Jesus tells us on June 2nd of 2018, he said, "Your rate of spiritual evolution is determined solely by you, precious ones. Inasmuch as the master appears when the student is ready and assists you through the steps and stages of personal mastery, yet you must walk the path yourself. The decisions are yours. We are there to help you." So we are presently in the latter stages of Armageddon, and many people think world situations will get worse before they get better. But the shift also means the increase of violet light available to our hearts, minds, and bodies. The masters have said they understand the stress we are experiencing due to this shift, and they're with us. If we commit ourselves to their teachings. We've heard that in the golden crystal age, as Revelation 21, 3 and 4 say, now the dwelling of God is with men and he will live with them. I personally believe this means that since the Bible also says we are joint heirs with Jesus and one with God, the masters and the angels and all cosmic beings who love God will be with us visibly on earth, walking and talking with us in the New Jerusalem that is coming and is actually in the etheric right now. There are over 30 heart streams that talk about the New Jerusalem being available to us in the etheric now as we practice meditating and seeing the light come forth. So I'm going to let Saint Germain and our Heart Share team share with you now some of the ways you can get through this shift victoriously.
And so initiates use the science of the spoken word to call forth that light from heaven into the earth. And the dynamics of this transmutative action are ongoing as I continue to sound the clarion call of freedom for all souls. All the teachings that I have released through a number of dispensations are culminating in this final action at this critical juncture of the release of light and revelation to quicken hearts, minds, and souls, to bring them to that point of decision where they can truly enter into the higher consciousness of the seventh age, the age of Aquarius, where all is being revealed, where all is being clarified, for each one to know that truth, to accept that truth, and ultimately to live in that truth of Aquarius itself.
So our third question is, what is the science of the spoken word, and why is it essential to know this science, this truth? It's helpful to have the book if any of you were familiar with the books in the Summit Lighthouse. There's a book by Elizabeth Clare Prophet called The Science of the Spoken Word, and it is very helpful. I'm going to call in Lenore to make some comments on this question. Lenore? Do you know which one is her? See her? Lenore, hit star 6 in case you haven't, or do it again.
Or the mute icon.
Or hit the mute icon if you have it this on your computer.
Okay. Thank you.
There
thank
we go.
You can hear me now? Oh,
yes.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I can hear you just fine.
So, thank you. The Heart Center has released 12 booklets in a series, just little pocket booklets. Some of them are What is the Ascension? What are Heart Streams? And there is one called The Power of Positive Spoken and Sung Prayers, Decrees, Affirmations, and Chants. So I'm going to just share with you a little bit from that booklet. The understanding and use of the science of invocation through the spoken word has become more prevalent in recent years among various spiritual schools. Many devotees of the Ascended Masters who have been using this practice have experienced its ability to manifest tangible change in their lives. Although we can say the words within the silence of our souls in deep, reverent contemplation upon the divine ideal, we can also choose to animate what we aver by lighting the wick of our intent with the fire and power of the spoken word. This launches our intention through pure desire high into the etheric planes. The masters tell us that each of us has been endowed with an individualized self comprised of this pure beingness of God, our I Am presence. And therefore, we can bring the ancient art of the science of holy prayer to a new level of manifestation through the power and intention of this divine presence. They teach that when given with devotion and humility, spoken prayer can be more effective than silent prayer in bringing about physical transformation because the energy of our prayer is anchored in the physical plane through the throat chakra. When we use the I Am name of God, it coalesces divine light within our dimension and level of existence. Divine beings and angelic presences, empowered by our affirmations and heartfelt requests, respond by streaming forth their light into our world, and this can facilitate change within matter itself. The mystery of creation exists within the spoken word, for God himself declared, "Let there be light," and God herself echoed the refrain, "And there was light." You can claim this same perfection of creation anew each day for yourself and for the world as you give your own affirmations. The power of I Am prayers is here and available to save the nation if light bearers everywhere will simply believe in the power of God to make them so through their faith. So using the science of the spoken word from a space of God love is a major way we can create heaven a little more on earth. I participate in the morning broadcast every day where we draw forth the light of our I Am presence and the intercession of the masters and angels through the prayers, mantras, and songs that we give together. The masters have commented a number of times on how much good comes from that, how much they're able to do with the energy we pour forth during these broadcasts. They require those of us in the physical plane making calls in order for them to act in the physical on our behalf. And throughout my day, I make calls out loud about things that come to my mind that require intercession. I direct light and the intercession of God by my calls and my heart attuned to whichever master or being of light that I address. I see the light as an answer to my call flowing to me and through me into these situations. For example, last night, Archangel Michael, go forth with legions and legions of angels into Louisville, Kentucky, New York City, and any other city where protests are occurring, and protect every policeman and every light bearer whose life or property could be in danger. I thank you and I accept it done in the name I Am that I Am. Amen. And here are a few affirmations that I may give. I affirm in the I Am name, all life is one. I am unity as I am in a perfect field of divine love and light. I am the restoration of harmony between all races in America. And from the Divine Director, God in me is transforming everything in this world. God is in control. I accept it. I affirm it. In the name of God, I am that I am. And Saint Germain says, believe and accept the total reality of that I am statement. It's cosmic law that it must come forth. And if I have time, I'd like to share with you just a quick little practical example of this, using the spoken word. Just within the last hour, I was with my grandchildren taking care of them, and right within 20 minutes of when I'm going to leave to drive 35 minutes to come home and be on this class, my granddaughter does this thing that is a huge mess and a big problem, and maybe we'll have a repercussion. And so I was not in a very calm state driving home and thinking I'm going to be on this class, and I wasn't feeling very tranquil at all. And so I just took a deep breath and I made the affirmation, I am peace. And I did that a number of times, and I saw and accepted that my God presence, my I Am presence, is peace. I am peace. And so drawing it forth into my feeling body and my emotional body, I accepted that peace. And by the time I got home, and I'm feeling much better. And it's just, you know, these things have to be practical, and they are practical as we can imagine. So thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. That was great. I hope I can think of the same thing the next time I'm under stress. Actually, I sort of did that tonight, but I'll tell you about that later. So now we will go on.
God love is the solution to every issue at hand in this hour. God love is the divine quality and the holy virtue that will see each of you through to your victory, blessed hearts. God love, divine love, is the nexus through which all of the Aquarian visionary, and immaculate manifestations of perfection and joy, of harmony and peace may ensue, because that God love provides the vehicle for which the soul meets her God, her I Am presence, through that perfected virtue. Compassion laying a foundation for Aquarius itself within the heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Dearest ones, when you focus on God love, I am there with Portia, radiating forth such stupendous light that you are literally raised up many levels of vibration and frequency into the Aquarian man or woman that you are destined to be for this age and beyond. God love nurtures the entire soul of humanity. For when you are in love with God, when you are in love with the God within everyone and the God light within nature, you cannot fail. The light in you prevails magnificently, beautifully, rendering the perfected elements of your own co-creativity with God in your domain, for that to blossom and grow and expand, for more to feel through the nexus of their own hearts that effulgent light of the Holy Spirit burning and brimming within them with a greater love intensity, a greater light effulgence than they have ever known before.
So now we are at the fourth question, which is, what is the solution to our problems that we see here? And how do we apply this to our lives? This is not necessarily the only answer, but this is but I'm going to call on Cindy to share what she's found works for her. So Cindy, if you're there, it's your turn.
Thank you, Donna. Well, as Saint Germain says, God love is the solution to all our problems. Every issue at hand is God love. And how do we become that God love? By being in our God presence at all times. Because then this will put us in the now, and it will give us that inner peace, that inner joy, that inner light that Saint Germain just talked about. And it's so much required during this time of Armageddon. So it's really important that we really work on ourselves to become the God love that he's talking about. And how do we do that? Well, be aware of our thoughts, our feelings, our actions at all times. So what are you thinking? Is your mind like a broken record, repeating the same thoughts over and over? What's going on with your emotional body? Are you stressed, angry, resentful, sad, et cetera, et cetera? If so, stop. Stop whatever you're doing, if you can, and take 10 deep breaths. You know, it's a miracle in itself. And if you can do that, you'll be connecting to the Holy Spirit, which is the breath. And then you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you, or your guardian angel to help you with the situation that you're dealing with. And also, I believe pranayama breathing is also very powerful in stopping the monkey mind. Another question that was mine is, what is helping us to express our love? Well, my answer is, God is helping. Our God self is helping to express that love. The heavenly hosts are helping. The fire is helping those who are using it. The heart center community is also helping by showing us the way of to our own self-mastery. And this through many different avenues and means that the Heart Center is doing this. And just one of them is this class tonight. So the Heart Center is really a valuable tool to help us become and express the love that we are. And I just had like a recent experience myself, and it was during the 2020 Autumn Conference here in Livingston this past weekend. And as some of you know, I work for the Heart Center store here, and which is called the Alchemy Exchange. And anyhow, a package was returned, and I had mailed out that package. And now here it is in the middle of the conference, and there's a lot going on, and I knew it'd be a couple of days before I could find out if I put the wrong address on it, or the customer had written the wrong address, or the post office had screwed up. So to keep my ego from desiring me to dwell on this situation and putting me in a fearful mode that I was probably, it was probably my fault, I truly became aware of my thoughts and feelings. And I try to do this all the time. And whenever that would pop up about this package, I'd say, no, I don't know what's really going on. So I'm going to let all negative thoughts and feelings concerning this package just leave my mind, leave my emotional body, because there's nothing I can do until I find out what's really going on. And by doing that, by being the silent watcher, I was able to keep that inner peace, that inner joy, that inner love that is so crucial at this time. And it was the post office fault. So see, I would have worked myself up into some little tizzy over nothing. So you just have to really be present, I think, in this day and age. So that's just one example of, you know, choosing a higher road and, you know, loving myself unconditionally. So back to you, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. That was a good example. All right. We will continue on with Saint Germain.
What is the ascension process save love fulfilled within the soul who has merged with her source through the nexus of the heart upturned to receive the divine impulses that are radiating out from the center of all creation, yea, the great central sun, unto all life within the cosmos? The nexus of your heart, being one with God, allows for this glorious manifestation to occur. And so, dearest ones, overcome the fear of this time through God love, for perfect love casts out all fear. And when you generate and regenerate this action of divine love through your heart, it verily consumes on contact that miasmic fear that the dark ones are projecting unto humanity through the mass media and through all manner of their diabolical manifestations, to keep souls bound to this plane, to keep minds bent on their own self-destruction, to keep you away from what is real, holy, pure, and divine.
So now we are going to answer the fifth question. How do we overcome fear on a daily basis? Can you imagine how many people have had some fear recently in Portland, in Seattle, Minneapolis, and other places, Wisconsin? So how has fear affected our nation and this planet recently? How have you worked to overcome your fears? Sharon, thank you that you're going to answer this, because Sharon always has great answers.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, so I thought this was a really nice question, because there's several ways that we can overcome fear. First of all, love and faith in God as a strong, and have a strong heart connection with our presence at all times. And our presence will guide and guard us and dissolve all fear. Our nation is listening to nonstop fake news and bogus statistics to divide and conquer, which creates more fear. such as social distancing or mandatory wearing of masks, and most of which could not stop the common cold. So, you know, we're just dealing with all kinds of anxiety and fear mongers. And I dealt with fear recently in the grocery store. Basically, when all this COVID-19 first started, it wasn't that bad, but I was standing at a checkout counter, and an elderly gent was in front of me, and you know how they have the little lines on the floor 6 feet apart? Well, I guess they have that everywhere. I was actually on the other side of the line, on my side, so I was like 7 feet from this guy, and he turned around and just glared at me, and so I put my groceries up on the counter before he could walk away, and I just gave him smiley eyes because he couldn't see my lips. So I just smiled at him. I didn't say anything. And, you know, it's really interesting. One of the cashiers looked at another gent, and he was elderly and frail, probably was trying to breathe. His mask had come down just below his nose, just a little bit. And after she rolled her eyes several times, made all kinds of contortions, she just started screaming at him about, just really going off on this poor old man. He was like, I'm sorry. So it's like the fear has gotten out of control with some people. I just looked at him and gave him smiley eyes and just told her it would be okay. And all this just, what's going on now with COVID, just kind of like took me back to the 80s when the fear of AIDS first came out in this country. Everybody was afraid of certain types of people, didn't want to be around them. They didn't want to go into the stores where they might breathe these people's air. How do you know whose air you're breathing? And I actually had a full-time job at Crown Petroleum at the time, so I took another job afterwards so that I could learn how to help these people, because I'm thinking, if everybody's afraid of these people, who's going to help them when they really, really get sick? And I always felt like God will protect me. I have that connection with my God, that this is not going to happen to me. I am not going to get sick. You know, there were like all kinds of stories about how you got AIDS, which we've since found out is not true. We're going to find out a lot more about COVID-19 down the road. But what I'm saying is that don't fall into the fake news and all these things that people are saying out there about, oh, yeah, such and such died of whatever. How do you know what they really died of? Because the hospitals are lying to you, too. They're being forced to lie to you in some of these hospitals. So my thing is, be close to God, sit down, and listen to your presence. Guide and guard you and tell you what to do. And once again, have that love that is blue love, that faith in God, and that will help you through any type of fear, anything whatsoever. If you're in a store, it's about to be robbed. If you have that heart tie, you will be okay. You just have to know it. So that's all I have to share. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. That was so right on. Go ahead.
Well, they can no longer, dearest ones, keep you from the truth, for the truth is being projected by cosmic rays from cosmic beings who have come to Earth to support your endeavors, through your righteousness, through your calls, and through your focused attention upon your own God presence through this flame of God love.
Okay. And our next question, number 6, is what is happening with the truth now, as you just heard, and how is it being revealed to us? And I'm going to call on Donna Dreegan to share any observations that you may have about this. Go ahead.
Well, you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay. The Nazis back in the day believed that if you tell a lie often enough, people will believe it. And this is what the deep state has been doing. And the fake news seems to appear as though they have been sent a script, all of them. And they often use the same adjectives to describe the same thing on various channels and radio stations. Through our calls, we expose the truth and expose the lie. Like, for example, if you're asking, you know, for protection for the children, then all of a sudden now we're finding that other people have been doing exposés on many of these things, on human trafficking and pornography, et cetera, many other things. And so now we have found, in fact, David has said recently, very recently, that if you have access to an exposé that you feel is accurate and might be important for others to see, you can send it to truth@heartcenter.org, and a team will make the decision if it would be appropriate for others to see, and put it on the Hour of Truth with Hilarion on Wednesday evenings. So, and also, if you need to know where alternative information can be found, contact Donna Korth, and she'll make sure that you get it. Also, the word Crimea stems from a Greek word that, according to most sources, the Crimea was a creature who came from Lycia, which was located in Asia Minor. Most common depiction of the creature is summoned in the definition of Webster's dictionary. The creature usually had a head of a lion and a tail that looked like it belonged to a serpent, and the body of a goat. Some versions, like the Crimea, did breathe fire and wasn't a creature, a real creature. It was a feature of in the stories that were told in the Greek mythology, a terrifying creature. And of course, there have been a lot of terrifying stories, and we just need to know the reality of what's really, really, really the truth. And so I think when we do make our calls to expose the truth and expose the lie, and to call on K-17, that we do get that with these exposés that I've mentioned.
Thank you, Donna. That's great. Very good.
I say it is time that many more are quickened, and therefore, if anything, dearest ones, it is incumbent upon you to be expressive of that God love in all of its virtuous manifestations. Compassion, kindness, thankfulness, gratitude, the simplicity of simply being in your presence with great joy and intent to radiate forth light every day in some way, which is the answer to all the darkness that seemingly prevails within your dimension, and yet, which from our perspective is simply a chimera. Blessed hearts, cast out illusion through love, delusion through light, and all of the limiting concepts, paradigms, matrices, perceptions, habit patterns that you have accommodated in this and past lives, to now receive the great empowerment of the Holy Spirit within you for a new virtuous life lived to God's glory, invested in this great work of the ages. Portia and I are with you all the way through this holy process of self-identification with your I Am God presence, also called your solar presence, your divine self. We are here to radiate this light so that every man, woman, and child may receive these cosmic Aquarian impulses every day to allow them to proceed onward and upward on their spiritual journey to perfectionment in the One.
Okay. Now I'm going to call on Barbara. She's going to speak to us about some of the reasons Saint Germain and Portia are here right now. How does their functioning on our planet help us with our self-identification, and how have you benefited from their joint endeavors on our behalf? Barbara?
Yes. I think a lot of the reasons that Saint Germain and Portia are here now is that they are the hierarchs of the age of Aquarius, which we are just moving into, that 2,000-year cycle that you were talking about at the beginning of the program. So naturally, they should be here to help direct the affairs of men and help steer the energies to be most beneficial for everyone. Where he talks about their very presence amplifies the energy of the violet flame, which is forgiveness and transmutation, to help us, each one of us who is on this spiritual path, to be more tuned in to our higher self and to desire to come up higher, like he says, for us to grow spiritually. That's why we're here. And they're here to teach us. So if we pay attention to our lessons, we too can come up higher, because our whole goal is to eventually to ascend as well and become an ascended master ourselves. And how do we do this? We have to do it step by step and a little at a time. So, and Saint Germain and Portia can assist us in this by their very presence and by giving the violet flame prayers and by doing like Cindy said, you know, learning to control our thoughts and our emotions and not get carried away with the crisis du jour, whatever's going on in the mainstream media at the time. We have to step back from those things and look deeper into what is really happening, so that we rise above that fear and that manipulation of our emotions and our thoughts, and tune in to what's really important, which is God love, which this whole discourse is about. And I think another reason that Saint Germain is here now is because the very foundation of America and the idea of America and our liberties and our personal freedoms are in jeopardy. And Saint Germain is one of the sponsors of this nation. And so, of course, he would be intimately involved in trying to help us to restore and reclaim the original divine intent for America and her people. And how have I benefited from them being here? Well, every day, in spite of myself and my own little foibles and self-indulgences and whatever, I do feel inspired to just be my very best self every day. Sometimes I get an A, sometimes I get a C minus, but the thing is, we continue to put effort into it, and we don't just give up, we don't just coast along, we always seek to move forward into the light and to use all the things we've been taught, great and small, to give service to life and to be love in action every day in little ways, like Sharon was talking about, just smiling and radiating love into a prickly situation. Little things like that do more good than we can ever know sometimes. It's the ripples in the pond thing. So let us just continue rippling together and we become a great wave. So that's enough for now.
Thank you, Barbara. That was great. Appreciate that. Yes, I kind of try to grade myself, but I try not to be too hard on myself also. And sometimes when I am hard on myself, I actually hear my higher self saying, take it easy, have some joy, and will even give me a song or something to raise my spirits. And we're all going to be challenged. That's part of our time, part of our cycle. Okay.
Now, angels of the sacred fire, come forth to empower light bearers to be more expressive of God love in every way, through right diet, right mindfulness, right exercise, right meditation, right virtuous living. You join the forces of heaven to conquer all that is less than reality with this great light of God intent. So lift up your hearts and sing. So lift up your minds and muse on perfection. So lift up your souls to receive the cosmic oversoul impulses of God good, God light, God love this day. I proclaim it, and I will continue to sound the revelation of light for this generation and more, as many more are quickened and truly enlightened in the joy field of that violet frequency that is Aquarius manifest as freedom, justice, liberty, and divine equality in its highest aspects for all. Yes, justice has come during this cycle of God justice. It is, as some have said, a great time to be alive. For when you are a part of the solution, the divine solution for Aquarius, you earn your stripes. And when the victory is won, when Armageddon is victorious for God, then, dearest ones, you may enter into the celebratory state of cosmic joy with the great masters, the Choans and the Manus of this age, and enjoy a new divine light and life in the heaven world, ascended and free, never more to go out into darkness, mediocrity, or the quasi-state of illusion again. Now, as these angels work with your oversoul, your I Am presence, there is a quickening within each of you of higher cities for you to utilize in this process of transubstantiation of the banal unto the eternal, of the lesser unto the greater, of the human and the fleshly life unto the celestial and the divine life, that all are able to secure for themselves when they attune to heaven itself through God love. So I am here, we are here for you, each one, to engender your own blessedness, belovedness, and the greatness of your I Am presence, fully functioning and authentically living through you, mindfully, in a heart-centered way each day. Thank you, dearest hearts, for your attentive presence this day, for your understanding of all that is at play, and for being willing to incarnate during this cycle, to bear that light, to share that light, to work with that light itself. For you are a part of my team, our team of God love. And that love eternal, bearing the Aquarian waters of life itself, will nurture all in its joyful radiance, in its mystical essence, in its divine eternal presence. Thank you.
Now, I would like to make two little comments. The first one is that just a few moments ago, Saint Germain said that the angels of a sacred fire would come forth to empower light bearers to be more expressive of God love in every way. And then he says, through right diet, right mindfulness, right exercise, right meditation, through right virtuous living. If you have any questions about right diet or right exercise, feel free to contact me or contact anybody that you know of that has maybe in your area that has been in the teachings for a while. Mindfulness and meditation are two things that we are always working on, and we would be glad to help you with that. Lastly, he used the word Manu. A Manu is a cosmic being who guides, encourages, and inspires a root race. A Manu is the ideal leader whom millions of souls aspire to emulate on their path to their ascension. The great divine director is the Manu of our seventh root race. Now I'm going to ask Philip to end the closing prayer.
Oh, Saint Germain, wonderful that I am, I am. What a great teaching you have provided us tonight. We're very blessed to hear what you had to say, and we're very blessed with all the people that have given their comments tonight. Join us in all that we have done, and bless us even more as we close this meeting in your name. Amen.
Amen.